And Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Hei. So the Mahabha says as follows. Muta le'isha le'kaleach me'hecholov. A woman, a nursing woman, is permitted to spritz some of the milk. Kidei she'yechois ha'tinek hadad v'yonik. That the baby should want to nurse. So in order to encourage the baby to nurse, she's mekaleach some cholom. We'll see exactly what she is doing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shibboleh Haleket that lekaleach me'acholom l'soich pi hatinik. That means she spritzes some of the milk into the mouth of the tinik. And somehow this goes into his mouth, a little goes into his mouth for sure, and he tastes the milk, and that encourages the tinnik to be yainik. But before the child was yainik, she was chaylev herself. That means she took out some milk from herself, and she splits this into the mouth of the tinnik. So it says, "Muta le'isha lekaleach me'acholov, kidei that sheyechois atinik hadad v'yonik, that the tinnik should start nursing. Aval osa lahatis me'acholov al mishe noshev b'ruacho." Now it seems there was a certain type of a refuah that if a person had a ruach ro in himself and they spritzed some cholov from a nursing woman on this person, it helped. The ruach ro went away. So the Gemara says, but this is also the less by sakone. Here there is no sakone. That means that even if he has the ruach ro, it seems there's no sakone to this person. So therefore, there is no heta. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll elaborate a little on this halacha. V'tzara yiseira. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in a strong amount of tzar, nami lekesham. There's also not a lot of tzar. Halachi, but if this person who has the ruach ro would have a lot of tzar, shari, then it would be permissible. The melacha she'eino tzricha legufahi. This is a melacha she'eino tzricha legufa. And b'mokim tzar, they were matter. So l'chayre, let us try to explain this, and then we'll elaborate a little more. We had learned that if a person has a blister, and he wants to take out the liquid that is inside the blister, and he has pain from it, he has sour from it, so he's permitted to make a hole in the blister that the liquid in the blister should drain out. So he's permitted to do this. So even though he's making a hole, and perhaps this goes into the halacha of makim bepatish or boine, he's doing something, he's making a hole. Afal pikein, it is a melacha shein etzricha legufa. He doesn't need the hole per se, because as soon as the liquid comes out, the hole could stuff up for all purposes. The sole reason he made the hole is not for the tzricha of the hole, no, that the liquid in the blister should run out. So this is called a meloche she'ena tzricha legufa. That means he does not need, let us just say, a moshel ha'choyfa guma ve'ne tzorich ela la'afra. A person needs dirt, so he takes dirt out of the ground. He's making a hole. Now, making a hole in the ground in Shabbos, he's a malach of boine. He's making something. He's making a ditch. He's making a... So that is a malach of boine. But he's not interested in making a ditch. He is interested in
the dirt.
So he's making a ditch, but not the way the malacha was. The malacha was you make a ditch because they wanted the ditch, they used the ditch. That's called the malacha atzricha legufa. He's doing the malacha for the purpose of the gufa malacha. He is doing the malacha not for that purpose. He's doing the malacha for a different purpose. So this is also midarabon. A malacha shein tzricha legufa is also midarabon. But we learn, so when he's puncturing the blister, there's also a malacha shein tzricha legufa, which theoretically should be also midarabanan, but the mocking tzar, they were makel. That means this is an isel derabanan, and the mocking tzar godel, he has a lot of pain from the liquid in the blister. They were makel a meloche shein tzricha legufa. So now the Magen Avraham says on the second haloche we learned in the Rambam that a woman is spritzing some milk on a person who has noshav by ruacho. He is a ruacho. And this milk will somehow take away the ruacho. So the Magen Avraham had a problem. So lechayre, it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa. So why isn't it mutter? So the Magen Avraham says he doesn't have so much tzar. He says the heter to do a malacha shein tzricha legufa is by the Chazal were able to measure the tzar when it's a tzar that they were matter malacha shein tzricha legufa. There's a tzar that's not as strong as that tzar, so they weren't matter. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says here, it's not such a strong tzar, so therefore they weren't matter her to spritz the milk on this choyli. We're going to talk about this right now. So now, could be it's something, I don't know exactly. So now there's a Mordechai Kasha from the Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos Shabbos asks, he doesn't understand this. Why is this called a melacha shein tzricha legufa? Bishloimem. By the case of puncturing a blister, so the melacha is making the hole. I don't need the hole. I need only that the liquid should go out. So memele, and then for all practical purposes, the hole can stop. I don't need the hole. I need indica that the liquid should go out. So that's cool. The melacha shein tzricha legufa. Here, she wants that this milk, she's nursing herself. She's milking herself. So she, which is the melacha of dosh. This is the malacha of Nisha Mefari. She wants to take milk out of herself for a purpose. That's a refuah for him. So this should be a malacha tzricha legufa. This kasha the Tosfos Shabbos asks, and he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham. Because of this kasha, the Tosfos Shabbos says he would learn a different pshat. He says, in all these cases, it's a melacha tzricha legufa. It's a tzricha legufa. But he says something very interesting, that the derech to take out milk from a woman is different than the derech to take out milk from a behemoth. Now, we had learned yesterday that if a person nurses from a behemoth, so that is called, it's not derech nisha, because a person doesn't, you milk a behemoth, you don't nurse from a behemoth, so it's shaloi kederech, it's also midrabonon, and we hear a person who's goineya, he has chest pains, and this milking would be good for him, there were matter that he should be yoinik from a behemoth. So the reason over there is, it's not derech chaliva. You're not chaylev from a behemoth like that. Zok to Taisvi Shabbos, by a woman it's exact opposite. You're not chaylev from a woman, you milk the woman. A baby is nurses from a woman, that's a derech chaliva. So if she squeezes out the milk from herself, so it's a darabonon, not because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe, it's a darabonon because it's shaloi kederech chalive. By a person, that's not the derech chalive. So maybe that is why it's a darabonon. And right, that's why it's a darabonon. Fine.
You got a big start. So she doesn't have to do it, even if they're about it, doesn't have to do it.
That's right. Yeah. But yeah. The shot in the Rimor and the Mechaber is the same. But the Shaila is why is it a Darabonon? The Magdavon said it's a Darabonon, it's a Malacha Shem Tzricha Legufe. And he says, no, it's a Malacha Tzricha Legufe. But it's a Darabonon because of it's not Derech Chaliva. Fine. Okay. The Mishneh Brura has a raya from a Tosfos that the Tosfos seems to hold it is a malacha tzricha legufe. It is derech chaliva by a person. It is derech chaliva as opposed to a Tosfos and Mesachta Shabbos. So he's chaylik on the Tosfos Shabbos. He's chaylik on the Tosfos Shabbos. He holds it's called derech chaliva. If a woman squeezes out milk, that's a deraisa. Fine. So now the Mishneh Berurah, he doesn't go into the Magen Avraham, but he says it's derech chaliva. So now he has a problem. So why? And he brings down that the case over here was that she squeezed out the milk into the mouth of the baby, which is an emesim melacha tzricha legufa. That means I want the baby to have the milk, and if you hold it, he is chaylik on the Tosfos Shabbos. It's derech chaliva. He holds it is derech chaliva. So the first halacha is how is she allowed to do this? How is she allowed to do this? So the only way he understands halacha, he says it's a sakone. It's a sakana. That means the baby won't nurse without, the baby is not interested in nursing. We have to coax the baby to nurse. To give the baby a schmooze about how important nursing is, he's not scholastically capable of understanding the schmooze. The only way I can convince the baby, this language he'll understand, so splits the milk into his mouth, then he'll start nursing, or else he won't nurse, and it's a sakana. That's how he wants to say pshat in the Mechaber, and between, but he lies by Tzorchi, and if this is taka true, he's... He doesn't know. Is it a sakana? It's not a sakana. Made by Emerson from the lotion of the Rimor, would seem, this was matter al sakana. He says, Avolos, lahata, mechalova, amisha, nosha, by luacho, the last by sakana. So it seems this is a hemshift of what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said, you're allowed to spritz into the mouth of the tinnig, but you're not allowed to spritz on a person that's a luacho, the last by sakana. And it would seem that that is talking shot in the Mechaber, that by a baby it is a sakone, and by this ruacho is not a sakone.
She has sour, she has milk.
Oh, now if she has extra milk, we're not speaking about that, she has too much milk, and she wants to get rid of this milk, Now, this is another story. Now, to get rid of this milk, so this is a malacha saying it's chicha legufa. This is taka truth. I mean, she doesn't need the milk, but it's also midarabonon. So here, the eitha is, what they say, bismaneno, the eitha is that she should, if she has a pump, she should pump out the milk into a container that has soap in it. So the mile of soap is that as soon as the milk goes into the container, it's nimshal me'achila, it's not drinkable. So me'mele, so that's called the tzoylech le'ibud, the tzoylech
le'ibud. Also, I guess it could.
Yeah, but this is more convenient. Yeah. It's more, yeah. It comes with a container, so you put it into the container. So if you put it on the floor, so it's a tzoylech le'ibud. If you put soap, that's the ace of what they say. And that would be mutter, but that's there. Some takam alochas in tzricha legufa and us. Grad they bring down from the Shevet HaLevi, the Shevet HaRav Shmuel Bozner said, the Tosfos Shabbos said to nurse a woman should be choyle for herself is not derech chalive. It's that's what he says. So maybe it's the rabbanon shleike derech. So Rav Shmuel Bozner says, "Bizmaneinu it changed. Bizmaneinu women zicha pump out the milk. They store it. They put it in the refrigerator. This is zicha the minig bizmaneinu that there's a gemachin also for woman's milk. I mean, they, so this he says bizmaneinu zicha it became the derech chalive. So he said bizmaneinu the Tosfos Shabbos would also be made that it's an al tzeitzem maisa." Chalibe, this is not shaloi kedere chalibe. Steve Lamedvo, ein loyasin matziki. Now, matziki perhaps would be so the ayin simen reish yudvav siv gimel perushay. Now, this was a type of a sap that came out of a tree. And used to chew it, and it was a refuah. It was a refuah. The loy shoven by ashes, so the leisa was a refuah. So it's also, it's a refuah. The loy shoven by ashinayim, you're not allowed to rub your teeth with it. Lerefuah. Ve'im mishum reyach hapeh mutar. But if the purpose of this chewing, you're chewing this matziki, you are rubbing it on your teeth because you have a bad odor in your mouth, and you are doing this to camouflage the odor, when you have now a good odor, so then this is not lirifuah. To have a good odor in your mouth, this is not lirifuah, and this is mutab. A gavucha, they bring a meiridike, the Herr von Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Schlitten. It's brought down in Simen Shin Gimel that one is not permitted to put a type of a pepper, they used to put a type of a pepper or a seed of a pepper in the mouth, and that took away the Reyach HaPeh. That took a, and that's also als refuah. There, it's also als refuah. So there it says it's to take away the reyach hapeh. It's also als refuah. Here it says if you're doing it l'reyach hapeh, it's not refuah. So Rav Scheinberg says it matters what the case is. Over there, this palpal that they put in their mouths took away the cause of the bad odor. Not it camouflaged the odor, it took away the cause. You're taking away a cause, that means a person has bad breaths. They're taking away, that is refuah. That's called refuah. So that is also, refuah are also in Shabbos. Here we are speaking about, I'm not taking away the cause, I'm camouflaging the bad odor. I'm putting in my mouth, I have something, there's a good odor, so this is not a refuah. This is permissible. Yeah, this is like a perfume that you can get in the mouth. So therefore, mouthwash is permissible. that they bring down for a mission carolers. But we have to know this, Abreichen Lavavis, that means like this. If the sole reason I'm taking mouthwash is because I have a bad breath, I'm taking the mouthwash, that's mutter. Shemrei HaPeh is mutter. But if this mouthwash is an antiseptic also, and it kills the germs also, and I'm getting a sore throat also, but no one will know the difference. I'm going to go in and swish out my mouth with this mouthwash, and I'll have a good breath. And at the same time, that's my real kavone is to get rid of the bacteria in my mouth. So then Rav Nissen Karelev says that this is awesome. And they bring down a Revida Shulchan, they bring down a Moiridike beer, and this we're going to have later a similar lochet. We're going to have later like this. We're going to have later, what if a person eats a machol briyim? Let's talk about such a case. A person hates tea. He never drinks tea. He has a sore throat. So tea is healthy for the throat. Fine. He takes a hot tea and he drinks the tea and he's doing it, Yerotzen Fenechash Tezek Tzeli Rafur, Kirei Fekina Mata, he says Yerotzen very loud, everyone answers, oh, and then he drinks the tea. But upon him, this is Mutter. Even though he's doing it Lerafur, but since it's a Machol Briyim, it's Mutter. So we see a Machol Briyim, we don't look at your intent. As long as it's a machol briyim, it's mutter. And here, we just said a halacha, and we'll have later a similar halacha, but mouthwash, it depends. Here we do look at your intent. If you're taking the mouthwash, you should have a good odor in your mouth. That's mutter. If you're taking the mouthwash because you want to kill the bacteria, it's also. So what is the difference? So the Tzaisa Shulchan says the difference is as follows. A machol briyim is most macholim are eaten with Tzaisa Shachila. And it's a machol briyim. Most people drink tea because they enjoy the tea. So Memele, even though I'm drinking the tea l'shem refua, but Al Kaponim, it's a pu'ule, that Be'enei Ha'olam is a pula of shtiyah. It's not called a pula. So Memele, it is irrelevant what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking lefuah. But it's a pula of tainug. It's a pula of anot. So Memele Chazal did not care what his intent is. Masha'enkein, by mouthwash, it's there's two reasons. One person can take mouthwash for his breath. Another person can take mouthwash because it's an antiseptic. You look at the advertisement on the thing. It's this and this and that. It is two tough kingdom.
Well, the real also they're taking their mouthwash too.
It matters what you go to your dentist. Your dentist will tell you it's good for gingivitis, it's good for this, it's good for lemaisa. It's not the maila of machol briyim. It doesn't have. That means machol briyim roif tashmishal of machol briyim is achila. So then Chazal said you're taking something which roif tashmisha is machol briyim. So maila. So then it's, I feel like you're into something else. When they have later a similar case, Rav Shmuel Bosner says, a similar case, it says if a person wants to take a raw egg, lahani mesakel. That means he wants to, he has to daven and he's a chazan and lahani mesakel. It's mutter. You're allowed to take it in Shabbos, even though that's not called a machol briyim. People don't take raw eggs. But the purpose is not refuah. Lahanim esakel is not called refuah. So it's mutter. Chazal didn't answer this rule. You're allowed to. What is if a person is very hoarse? He'll take this egg, and so it'll be better already. So Rav Shmuel was, that's refuah. That's what, then you're not allowed to take it. If the whole purpose is you're not us, but you want it to be Laila, Laila, no, that's not called the horse. But if you're horse and you want and that your throat should get cleared, it's also Taka. So this is Mamish, this Yisod, it's the same Yisod. If it's not something that has a standard use, you can do it for this, you can do it for this. Then it's dependent what you're doing it for. Then we're totally in the liberation of Avi. What? Why are you chewing it for?
Why?
You enjoy it.
We'll taste in your mouth.
Give Aldik. Lekovit Godel. Say Lekovit Shabbos Kredish before you take it. What? We'll talk about that. That's the next seat. Kol Oichlim Omashkim. Shehem machol brim, an oichel in a mashke, we learned about the mehu, reyach le mikri refu, this is not called the refu, this we learned, okay. Tiv lamentayim, kol oichlim o mashkin shehem machol brim. A oichel and mashke that is a machel brim, that's all brim. Mutter la ochlon will ishtoy some lir fue. It's a machel brim, and I'm taking it l'shem refue, it's mutter. Af al pri shehem koshim l'ksas l'girses dvorim, even though this machel has side effects. And that means it's a machol. It is for other things. It is mazik. It's other things are going to suffer. So why is he doing it? He's going to have side effects. Chazal did not ask a machol brim. If this is a machol brim, even though when people see you taking this machol brim, they know you're doing it l'refue, it's irrelevant. Afilochi shori. But let's go further. V'chol she'enoi machol umashke brim. But what if it is not a machol brim, it's not a mashke brim, they don't, brim don't drink or eat this. Also, lo ochloi v'lishtoisoi l'refue, so then you're not allowed to take it l'refue. That means that was the gzeira of shrikes ha-memonim. There was a gzeira, so this is, it's not a machol brim, you're taking it l'refuim, so this is equivalent to medicines, and Chazal also to take medicines, he might come and grind herbs on Shabbos, so Mamela they also to take medicines, unless he's a nofal mishkov. V'davke mi sheyesh loy meches baalme. But this isel, now this isel, that one is not permitted to take something that is not a machol briem, that is dafke l'refue, that is dafke mi sheyesh loy meches baalme. He has a mechush. V'mischazik v'hoylech kebori. Avo. So then he has a mechush. And a person who has a mechush, Chazal asa to take refuis. This is not a machol brim. She's not allowed to take it. Avo im ein lo yishum mechush. But if he doesn't have any ailment whatsoever, so why is he taking it? We'll see in a minute. You know why he's taking it? He's taking it. He's thirsty. There's a type of a machel. It's not a machel brim, but he's starved. So he's eating or drinking it. Litzayre achilosai or tzemaynai muta. So then it's muta. Also, if he is sick, enough of the mishkov, so then he's permitted to take medication, and then it is mutav. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Liktsas b'riyim, one is not, it's koshim liktsas d'vorim. Kloima, AFP, I'm eating a mahol b'riyim, shadovo mazik tsas klishar eivorim shebeguf. It's mazik certain eivorim shebeguf. Kigoyim. A trail, the spleen, a person eats trail, sheyofel ashinaim, for the teeth it does wonders, because name me'ayim, but it seems when it comes to the digestion of it, one will get into difficulties. V'chiyai gavne, v'imkein mukhacha milse, so why is he doing it? He's going to suffer from it. Sho'ise kein l'refua l'shinayim. Dilavochi lehoyoichu, I guess he would need a kimichu mazik lemayim. Afilo hochi shori, the mikol mokoim oichalu. This is an oichel, and if this is an oichel, so memele, this is permissible. This is a machol b'riyim, so it's irrelevant what your intent is. V'chol she'enoi machol umashke b'riyim is also lochem l'shtoise l'rafui, not latidet l'rafui. Now, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, mipnei zeh, and because of this, also lishtois mashke hamishalshalin, to a person will drink something that will bring about, that will loosen his bowels, maybe will give him diarrhea, at least constipated. So now he's going to drink this machu, drain lano, so this was not a mashke b'riyim. So memele. So therefore, it's also fine. Imloi shemitzayir b'chol kol gufe. Let's say the constipation. He's suffering from the constipation. Al yedei be suffering from the constipation, and it's so bad that he can't function anymore. V'chol kol gufei yedei zeh shenochol lemishkel, avu luchay l'shem b'yisakon eshori uchnu kamei b'hago. So to take something to ease constipation, so it matters if he's taking prune juice, which luchay is a machol b'riyim. So this would be permissible. If he's taking a type of a liquid which is not a machol b'riyim, that's also. Avol im ein loy shum meishish muto. But if he doesn't have any ailments and he's taking it, it's muto. Now, veheiche di yesh loy shum meishish. A person now going to have a moirnike chumre. A person has some sort of an ailment, and what he is taking now, what's the case is, it's not a machol b'riyim. It's not a machol b'riyim, and this will help him for his meichish, which then is also afilu hu oichel v'shoise l'ra'ovoin u'litzimoin. He's not taking it for the meichish. He l'maise, the Rebbeinu Shalom to be meyed, he is taking it. He's hungry, he's thirsty, and that's why he's drinking it, and that's why he's taking it. It's going to help him also? No, he's not misnagging to that, but that's not why he's taking it. He knows you're not allowed to take a fuis. It's not a machol b'riyim. So normally he would not take it. But now he's very thirsty, so he wants, or hungry, so he's taking it to quench his thirst, which is a shimush that's mutar. This is not a fuis. This is also if he has a meirush and he's taking it with simoyin, well, the governor's also. So why is it also? I'm not taking a little for it. Vatam, the kivin duhu chayle, since he is sick, v'zehu rifu also, lemaise he is sick. And lemaise, this will help him. Yaimru, so people will say, that means someone who's witnessing what he's doing, it's not a machol b'liim, so here it's the other way around. He is taking it not l'refuah. He's taking it because he's hungry and thirsty. But he has this meirush, and this machol will help the meirush, so to everyone else it looks that he's taking it for the meirush. Who knows why he's taking it? Bir aloche, he has a gemaldeke ariches. He wants to say that Rashi holds it. Also, this the makor of this aloche is a Rashi Masechet Shabbos. Then he has a Ran and a Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel that seem to say it's mutter. So we have Roiv Achroinim that seem to, these are Rishonim, Roiv Poiskim that seem to say it's Mutter. V'tzorech Iyon L'maisa, but he wouldn't be Matter it, L'maisa, Tochil. But Kaponim, this is not Moshit. Kaponim, in Mishneh Brura, he brings down that one should not do it, even though his intent is not l'refua, the intent is for eating or quenching his thirst.
Why is he always watching?
It's irrelevant.
Also, carries the dog.
That's right. Now, Avo. Now we're going to have im ein loy shum meichish, but he doesn't have any meichish whatsoever. And he's eating, so haino sha'oichel v'shoise, so why is he eating it? This is not a machol b'riyim. He doesn't have any meichish, so why is he eating it? He's hungry. There's nothing better. He comes home and there's no food left, and this is what's left in the cupboard, and it's not a machol b'riyim, but he starved. So then the Gemara says it's mutter because he's healthy. It's not accomplishing anything of the food. He's healthy. It's all he's accomplishing that he's quenching his thirst or his hunger, so then it's mutter. Avo, im hu oisa l'refue. But what if he's taking something that is not a machol b'riyim, and he's taking it l'refue? What should he's taking l'refue? He's healthy, we said. He's a bori. He's taking it l'refue. Dahainu kidei l'chazek mizgoi. He wants to strengthen his immune system. He wants to strengthen. He's healthy. He's not officially. He's not sick, and he's functioning. But he wants to strengthen himself. Kosev amogin avrom dafilu abori gomo osa. Afilu abori, if he's taking it l'chazek mizgoi. This is also. So now the parsha of vitamins is dependent on this aloha. So if we will follow the aloha with the letter of the mamish, we're learning this Mishneh Berurah. So we have this case. We'll see that it can be different cases, but let's speak about this case alone. We have a person who is not sick. He doesn't have any ailments. He wants to be mechazik. He wants to strengthen himself. He wants to become stronger, healthier. And that's why he's taking this food, which is not a machel b'riyim, but he's taking it not for a machle, l'chazik mizgoy. So the Magen Avraham says that this is asa. So the poshit, if a person, so now let's go, if a person will take a vitamin for this intent, l'chazik should be asa. That is the poshit ha'alochet. Now, I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levracha. Rabbi Yankiv said once a shtick Torah. Rabbi Yankiv said that mizmaneinu, the way all the food is processed, so many of the nutrients that the food used to possess becomes ruined from the modern processing of the food, so we're eating food without nutrients. So, yeah, fine. Tastes good, it looks good, but not component, it doesn't have the nutrients. Fine. So, memele, so the vitamins are a hechitimtze to be mashlem what we are missing from the food. What?
Food supplement.
A food supplement, that's right. Oh, so it's a food supplement. So then Rabbi Yankiv said, so that's called a machol b'riyim. That means we're living in a doer that we don't have food, we don't have the proper food, so they create food supplements, so this is a machol b'riyim. That's what Rabbi Yankiv said. So Rabbi Yankiv said like this. He said, if a person takes a trefa vitamin, and perhaps it's a heter to take a trefa vitamin because it's like a derech achilles, nimsum achilles, whatever it is, we can find a terem for a trefa vitamin. So he said, but if he's taking a trefa vitamin, then he's not to take a Shabbos, because this is a refuah. He's taking it l'refuah site. But if he's taking a kosher vitamin, Akulu, his intent is l'refuah, but since vitamins bismaneinu are food supplements, matters which guy. So he held that it's mutter. He held this is mutter. They bring down from the oil of sea, and he also holds this is mutter. This is, so now we avoided, that means we are going with the yesod of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, if a person is taking something lechazek mizgoy, this is also, but the whole issue is only if it's not a machol b'riyim. So if we have food supplements, which in yesod are a machol b'riyim, so then we overrode the issue of the Magen Avraham, because we're talking about a different case. Fine. Others, now there's a heter from Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe wants to go with the Magen Avraham, not going with my vitamins, which are food supplements, fine. Rav Moshe wants to say something else, and we mentioned this a few days ago. Rav Moshe wants to say as follows, if a person lechazek mizgrei, what does lechazek mizgrei means? That means he's weak. Somehow he's weak, he wants to get stronger. So the Magen Avraham was a megalitos, that's called refuah. To make a weak person strong, he's not sick, nothing, but to make a weak person strong, as a shame refuah. And if it is a shame refuah, so now we have the guidelines of refuah. If it's not a machol b'riyim, it's also. Rav Moshe wants to make one connect. He wants to say, he's not a weak person. He's a strong person. But he's taking something, not to strengthen him, but to prevent that the machle he had should not come back again.
Was it he shouldn't get a machle?
That means he wants to strengthen his immune system, that he should not get back a machla, So Rav Moshe wants to say And we mentioned this in being somebody in the Keraya. We had learned Aretia. We learned Aretia Sheyesh by Mishnah. Aretia Sheyesh by Mishnah. That means it's a band-aid, a ghost band that has an ointment on it, which you're not allowed to put on a maka on Shabbos for two reasons. One reason, you might smoothen out the ointment. A second reason, it's a refuah. You're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. But we had something very interesting. The Machabel says, but if the maka is healed, you have to put on this retia with the ointment. So now you start scratching the head. So if it's healed already, so why is he putting on the ointment? Well, it's, and the Mishabur says the heter is because he's not bowl. I mean, Chazal were afraid a person who's not feeling well, he's bowl to feel better, they might come and do malachas. But if a person who's feeling well, this is called a shimul, this is to protect himself, he shouldn't get this meiches, he's not bohu, and there's no issue of the food. That is Rav Moshe's answer. So Rav Moshe says, if he, it's not doing something positive now, not doing to strengthen him now, it's just coming, it's a shimul that a machle shouldn't come, so he's taking the vitamin for that purpose. Rav Moshe is meikle, there's others which are machma, and the vitamin the chachner, it's just were very machma, it seems, with vitamins. And in America, they were Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe had this school and another say, we mentioned the Svarim, Rabbi Yankiv also, it's called the Machal Bril.
The person knows that when he drinks a certain whiskey, he's going to get heartburn.
Yeah.
Before he drinks the whiskey, he's 100% normal. He wants to take some antacids.
That's so push it.
But that's what this is over here. This is a case where he's the person who's Bari, and he's taking a prevention.
No. He's bold because this is already, we're not speaking, this is the antacid before the whiskey or before the cholent. He's a bold because he knows how he feels afterwards. He was talking about more or less.
We're talking about here in English of the Issa refuah of Yisham Shrik of Salamane.
It's on a personal level.
And here he's not a Khoi, and he's not a regular Ritiya here. And I'm talking about a person.
Yeah.
Who made Shmir, who made him a Maka.
No, it's a Maka fool. They were a Maka fool.
Okay. But there he was a Khoi.
Yeah.
A Khoi by Ritiya. Here he's not a Khoi. He's going to be a Khoi. He knows that if he drinks this whiskey, he's going to have heartburn. So you take the
okay,
I'm not throwing this joke saying.
Yeah, but it's not possible.
Different kinds and that's also. There's some like tongues which people will worry who take it as vitamins, the calcium vitamins. And people worry, mommy's worried.
It's a calcium supplement.
But
yeah.
The other guys, like male actors, is not made out of.
Yeah.
It. But this is the root.
This is Mamasher for a year. But now the calcium supplement is also that we have this machloikis if I'm taking it a little. So that's, it's not so much.
Well, several from the reminiscent corollary.
Okay. It's, We said there was another ace. If you mix it up with water before Shabbos, your thumbs and your antacid, and then you can take it and so that's perhaps a little bit more, that's easier. If you mix it up in the liquid before Shabbos and it's not nicker, then you can take it in Shabbos.
The thumb is not nicker either because take it as a hot water.
That already is, Shayna Shayna. But here, that's the lumbus is not nicker.
That's not nicker. Why? A person, he knows the guys.
Yeah, this is that's no kasha. Yeah. In Naval Mishkov Shari. Okay, Pelish. If a person is Naval Mishkov, Lechel Velishes Borim, the Shane Mider Habriim Lechel, Mestime Sivriya Ramon Mashmashain Soricha Felicia and Yudi Moishet Light. He can take a medicine himself. Elamutolai Likach Batmai. The Arthur God, the Beskinel El Sifir Zion, the Day of Gimel, the Rafilu Anofel Amishkov, the Shmus Sheyesh by Maisa Osa Yidei Yisroel, the Nimuta Kima Yidei Shinui. You can't do a Shmus, and this is a little Shmus. Sorry, Chloimus, he says, I'm already Columbus of Aradbaz, the Shani Osm Shemari Bimelochis Terabonim. There was speaking about Yevacholish Anofel Amishkov, and I want to do a Melochis. For him, I want to carry in the carmelus for him, so I have to do it with a shinui. Oy bedvom shemerzi ki ein melochem, avol hochin de ein bezem mishum schach melochem. To take medication is not a melochem. The whole body mutter. The body is allowed to do it. Verakle mishi yeshle mechush. Gozru mishum shrike samamonim. Bechayle gomo loy gozru. So therefore, there's no problem of a shinui. There's no problem to take it with a shinui. Tad baz vechein mashim bebir hadro. Mishem teresod mula rabban. Vechein mitzadid la aloche besef le beismeya. Hayin shom sheherich bozem.
If
you're taking it for those, you're taking it for something else.